Thanks, Curtis. It's a pleasure to be here on this session, and wanted to get a drink of water first. It's warm in here. To show you where we are here in it's about 7 hours drive east of here in the Sonora Desert. It's Maricopa, Arizona, in central Arizona. And to give you a little bit of background of that area, it is the desert, about 6 inches or 20 centimeters of rain per year. And the water comes from the Colorado River. So we're really set up for surface irrigation. You can see a picture of a canal there. But there is interest in sprinklers and drip irrigation that would hopefully grow crops with less water. And we're going to look at nitrous oxide emissions. So the objectives of the study I'll show you today for cotton in Waiuli, and I'll explain more about Waiuli in a second, is to look at the surface or the furrow irrigation versus sprinkler, also different nitrogen management schemes. I have on here the nitrogen loss inhibitor agrotain, which is commonly used, a urease nitrification inhibitor. And also we are looking at knifing versus fertigating in the surface systems. I'll show you pictures. I'll make that really clear. Here's some pictures of cotton, surface or furrow irrigation, a sprinkler overhead. Waiuli is a shrub that's native to West Texas. It's used for a rubber substitute, hypoallergenic rubber substitute. Some people are allergic to latex gloves if you're a nurse or a doctor. And we're actually on the third or fourth wave of Waiuli. During World War II, the United States was producing Waiuli, and then in the 80s, and now it's really like the third wave. And the gas is also used thoughtfully as a cellulosic bioenergy source, but it's mostly a latex crop. So let's go over the methods quickly of the different experiments. We did cotton for 2 seasons in the surface irrigation. We had these different treatments. You can read a soil test based treatment. We do a 1 meter preplant soil nitrate test, which you can in arid regions. We have a yield goal. We have some of this I won't go into in this talk, the details of canopy reflectance and DBI-based treatments, which is a common tool for researchers anyway for nitrogen management. Knifing versus fertigate. And the fertigate here means we put the, usually think about fertigation for a sprinkler system or drip tape, but in the West, California, Arizona included, they can dribble liquid nitrogen into a canal. We look at ammonium sulfate versus UAN. The idea there is an ammonium source will not leach during this fertigation. Agrotain Plus. These plots were 170 meters long, Strix clay loam, 30 kilos of nitrate at the beginning. The sprinkler experiment, we just have 1 season this year to show you. Some similar treatments, really. Higher rate. Okay, I need to point out this important difference. In the furrow irrigation, we're irrigating about 100 millimeters every 10 to 12 days. On the sprinkler, we're irrigating 17 millimeters maximum, 3 or 4 days a week. Smaller plots, similar soil. And the Waiuli, we ran for 2 calendar years. We transplanted it in the fall 2 years ago. We're going to harvest this in February of next year. And here we just have a rate study, nitrogen treatments, and the irrigation was furrow. We went a little heavier, 150 mils every 2 or 3 weeks, except for during the winter. This is one of the students working for us, hand applying ammonium sulfate to the Waiuli. This is a typical way to knife in urea ammonium nitrate in the side of the bed early in the season at a couple different stages, first square and about 3 weeks later. This is how we're doing our fertigation treatments. We have a pump. The UAN is here. Those of you that work with agrotain can recognize the blue color. It's like Powerade Arctic Blast, or that flavor of Powerade. We're injecting that. And for the sprinkler system, we're not set up to do fertigation because it's just complicated to do that in pots. We do use a high clearance tractor. So we did this 3 times during the season, 3 splits, and you can see These are fertilizer nozzles, turbo drops coming in Greenleaf. Works very well. When a cotton's taller, we put this drop on there. It's a very nice way to apply pure 3200 without burning the leaves. And then here's a little bit of methodology on the nitrous oxide emission, similar to Mr. Ahmad's talk, previous talk probably. We didn't go for 30 minutes, we went for 24, but it's similar. It's 1 liter stainless steel vented chambers. We insert them in the furrows. We go 24 minutes, 0, 12, and 24. And, we did the analysis. We did this in the morning about 9 to 10, but it takes about 5 hours to analyze all the samples. Here we are out in the cotton field. The Waiuli, the plots that we had were end-to-end. It was nice for an extra turn row, so we were able to put boards out on them. Typically, you can't put boards out to do gas work, but when you can, it's really nice because here it's kind of dry. But if there's boards out, you can go out as soon as the head of water infiltrates the soil. A lady graduate student from ASU, she's from Thailand. And then we also had a temperature and a TDR, the micro trace. Waveguide there. We're going to show you the soil moisture data. For statistics, we use PROC mix. The treatments are fixed. Replicate is random. We do the ANOVAs by date, every date. And we tried the PROC Climix with the login transformation because a lot of the data tends to be log normal. We also analyze the data seasonally. And then either with the whole season or by date, we looked at correlations with water and soil water and temperature. We get to the results. This is a transect of the 170-meter long plot. And you could see, I lost my cursor. There she is. Okay, ammonium. Here you can see the triangles of the Agritain Plus plots. And gee, look, it looks like the Agritain is working on this side of the field only. We applied the water and the fertilizer from this end. So I can't explain why it worked better there. But down here, there's no enhanced ammonium. This is 2 weeks, 10 days after application. And then nitrate, not much to see there. We'll just move on. Now for the sprinkler soil event, a sprinkler experiment we did this year. I know this is a lot of data, but I'll show to point it out to you. We had 3 splits of nitrogen. By the way, these are fresh soil samples. You go in and you don't air dry them because you really don't want to lose the ammonium and keep it cool. And so I can find my cursor. I'll point out where it appears the nitrification, the Agritain was working. It's not working. I'll just use my finger. You see the 5.5 laser pointer in the case of a pinch. So here you can see where they're not really high ammonium levels, but they are statistically higher than the others with the Agritain treatments. And then nitrate seems to be conserved, some more higher ammoniums. Here with Agritain, we're getting higher amounts of nitrate as well. Here's a bit of an outlier where the low nitrate, low ammonium, I don't know why the Agritain didn't work there, but everybody that works with soils knows that the variability is difficult. Let's show you the gas data now, the nitrous oxide data. This is the furrow study, and we can see ammonium sulfate. Now, I must point out what we're looking at. The dark line is the soil moisture. The two arrows are the fertilization events. So right away, you can see big spikes, like some of the previous talks. Earlier in the season, you get the bigger spikes, and then the water goes down. And we do have an ammonium sulfate peak right there. Zero N is pretty low. And then it goes down, the nitrogen is applied. Really think you're getting plant uptake. It's in a large degree, this is cotton, that you're not getting the emissions. And you'll see a similar pattern in some of the other data. Now, this is the second year. Instead of ammonium sulfate, we have an Agritain treatment. And the Agritain went up a little bit at the beginning, but then it worked pretty good. But here's an example, check this one out, where you see the fertilization, and we don't have the N2O peak. And so sometimes it's like that. And sometimes we just can't get out there soon enough. If it's really wet and there's a lot of activity, we can't get out there. We go out a day later and the activity has declined. So there is that limitation, bear in mind. Now if we look at the sprinkler, we can see a more dynamic up and down soil moisture. We're irrigating more frequently. The arrows again mean nitrogen being applied. And it's hard to see some of these. You can pick them out. One thing we noticed with the cotton, it didn't seem to matter what the rate was, whether it was 96 or 250, 192. The fluxes were kind of all up and down. The zeros were nice and consistent. Here, we get a little peek after the third split. We didn't get any nitrous oxide after the second split, but the soil water did go down, so it's kind of consistent that way. Now, I show you the Wailuli. We have 2 years data here. A calendar year here, 2013, this is calendar year 2014. And we had two splits of nitrogen and one split here. And so, it's a little bit compressed and hard to see. But in the sense that the fluxes were higher in this field, and there was more of an end rate effect. I'll show you the numbers cumulatively. This is difficult to read, but bear with me. These are the experiments, and cotton, furrow, cotton sprinkler, Wailuli, 2 years. This is the zero nitrogen. And you can see that in all cases, the zero N was lower than the others. The Wailuli was quite a bit higher, but the nitrate starting is like 50 to 100 kilos per hectare, and it's always less than 20 here. And so one thing that we were pleased of is let's look at the Agritane. The Agritane did a good job under the sprinkler, and it didn't do much under the furrow. And so we did double the rate of Agritane the second year, and it did a very good job closing down the N2O with the Agritane and the sprinkler. It's the data for the gas is better than the ammonium nitrate data. And then to talk quickly about the soil moisture, I showed you the seasonal trend, which was kind of good with the peaks of the water, soil water in the flux. But if we look at a by date, these are the number of days that we had a significant positive correlation. You can see under the furrow irrigation, we had more correlations with soil water. And under with Wailuli too. The sprinkler irrigation is pretty uniform, so I think within date we're not getting a lot of effect on this thing. And soil temperature didn't have as much effect. And so in summary, the N2O fluxes were several times higher from fertilized to zero, maybe 3 to 4 times higher. And the F tests were significant in every case. And I described where we had larger N2O fluxes, it might be related to a wet soil. Early in the season, later in the season, the plant uptake took away inorganic nitrogen. And then Wailuli had higher fluxes because it had higher initial nitrate. Soil moisture was more variable there on the furrow fields. And then Agritane Plus, it's hard to compare sprinkler versus furrow, but it did work better when we bumped the rate up under the second sprinkler. And I didn't show you this detailed, but we did tend to get more significant differences using log-in option or proc mix. There seemed to be a benefit to that instead of assuming it's normal all the time. And with that, if there's time, I'll take a question.
Yeah, one question.
Yes, sir.
You said at the beginning you had a target of 1,500 for the cotton yield. You weren't presenting those results. Did you make your target?
Yes. We hit about 1,700 kilos per hectare. We exceeded the goal on the fertilized plots, and about 1,200 with zero nitrogen. So that's about 3-bale cotton. The sprinkler cotton you're looking at here, we are going to harvest it in a couple weeks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.